With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Investigations continue in the wake of two plane crashes. At least seven people have been killed in Philadelphia, 67 in Washington. President Trump's approval rating is on the rise.
Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing, and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the president has now signed into law the new trade penalties against Canada, Mexico, and China. Mr. Trump says the tariffs are a way for the United States to throw its financial heft around to reshape the world. In a Salem Radio Network interview, Missouri Republican Congressman Mark Alford says one federal program assigned to raise money to fight AIDS actually had some funds that were grossly mismanaged.
We just found out in the last couple of weeks that 21 abortions have been performed in recent years using this money. Is that something the American taxpayers want? No, it's a violation of the Hatch Act. It is a violation of everything that we stand for as Americans.
Democrats have elected Ken Martin, a party leader in Minnesota, to lead the National Party. Martin succeeds Jamie Harrison of South Carolina atop the Democratic National Committee. Harrison didn't seek another term following the 2024 election. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard will adopt its working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. This is SRN News. There is more controversy and confusion as McDonald's is changing its scholarship program for Latino students. We have more on the story from correspondent Keith Peters.
The change comes after it was sued by a group that opposes affirmative action. McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. Earlier in January, the American Alliance for Equal Rights sued McDonald's over the program. The alliance is run by Edward Bloom, who successfully challenged affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's said it decided to settle the lawsuit so applicants can still be considered this year. McDonald's said the program will now be open to anyone who can demonstrate a commitment to the Latino community, not just those with Latino parents. Keith Peters reporting.
And more details at srnnews.com.